This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump will address a joint session of Congress and the nation 1 hour from now. It's his first speech to lawmakers since he took office for a second time 6 weeks ago. Senate Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Leadership matters, and I think you're going to see great, strong leadership tonight.
Senior administration officials tell CBS News that the president will speak about his administration's work so far, the economy, immigration, and foreign policy. CBS's Jennifer DePinto with key findings of a new CBS News poll.
Heading into President Trump's speech, we asked Americans what they want to hear about, and the number one thing was lowering prices. 70% say it's important for the president to talk about that. It's an issue Americans say should be a high priority for President Trump, but relatively few think he's prioritizing it a lot. People also want to hear the president talk about Medicare and Medicaid and cutting taxes.
Canada and China respond to the Trump administration's new tariffs with their own tariffs on U.S. goods. Mexico is vowing to do the same. Some U.S. business owners say it's only a matter of time before at least some of those higher costs are passed on to consumers. Richard Alanis of Four Boys Produce in Houston.
I might not feel it in the first week, but after being prolonged, it's going to hurt your wallet.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick tells Fox Business President Trump could reduce tariffs as soon as tomorrow.
Trying to figure out, is there a way in there that he can come in the middle where he'll give the Canadians and Mexicans something, but they've got to do more. They've got to end fentanyl death.
According to multiple reports, the axe could fall at the Internal Revenue Service.
The IRS is looking to cut as many as half of its 90,000 workers, despite warnings from one former leader of the agency that such a reduction would render it dysfunctional. Women make up 65% of the agency's workforce, and 56% are people of color. There are concerns that the reduction in staff could mean people would have to wait longer to get help from the agency and to receive refunds. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
After January's Los Angeles wildfires, LA's mayor fired the fire chief. Today, the former chief says the mayor has used her as a scapegoat.
Reinstate me as the fire chief.
That's former Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley. The mayor, Karen Bass, removed her in the wake of the Palisades disaster, blamed her for many failings.
As for the 1,000 firefighters who allegedly were sent home, we did not have enough apparatus. It is also a false allegation. We failed to notify the mayor's office about the upcoming weather event.
In its aftermath, former Chief Crowley was on national television blaming the magnitude of the disaster on budget cuts. Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z savings event at AutoZone.
Yeah, happy to be here. Can I get some rotors?
Would you like brake pads with that?
How much are the brake pads?
Free with the rotors.
Free? Really?
Really, free.
Okay, I also need some oil.
Would you like an oil filter with that?
Yeah, how much is that?
Free with 5 quarts of oil.
Free? Really?
Really, free. It's part of the A to Z savings event.
You might as well call it A to Free.
At AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
2 days after a privately owned American spacecraft landed safely on the moon, a Japanese company says it's almost ready to do the same.
It's already been a big week for commercial space on the lunar surface.
Firefly Aerospace just became the first commercial company in history to complete a fully successful moon landing.
Now Japan's iSpace Corporation has announced a target date for its privately owned moon lander. Launched from Cape Canaveral in January, the company says it hopes to land its resilient spacecraft on the moon June 6th. It's taking the slow road to that landing to save fuel. Its predecessor crash landed there 2 years ago. The moon has become a very busy place. Another privately owned U.S. lander is due to touch down there Thursday. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Target posts strong fourth quarter profits and sales, but its CEO warns that shoppers will see price increases on certain goods due to tariffs. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Areas of rain tonight, eventually mixing with and changing over to snow into tomorrow. Temps will fall out of the 40s tonight and tomorrow into the 30s. Breezy at times as well, with gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Currently 40 degrees.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with you. Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left is a favorite song, the one we danced to.
38 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
California dreaming, on such a winter's day.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
and whatever comes our way.
Lightning,
heavy metal thunder,
racing with the wind,
and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and guns and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Discenter is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
I don't believe you, you're not
Started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. I'm fine. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded.
In the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Minutes from now, President Trump will address a joint session of Congress. CBS's Weijia Zhang on how this will all unfold.
The very first part of his speech will kick off with all the accomplishments that he will say that he has made in the past 43 days. He'll focus a lot on the economy, what he calls the big, quote, mess that he inherited. He'll talk about border funding. He's going to ask Congress for money to secure the border and then move on to foreign policies.
In excerpts just released, Trump will blast his predecessor for inflation and tout his own administration's border and immigration crackdown. The designated survivor tonight is VA Secretary Doug Collins, and Elon Musk is in a suit. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau denounces the President Trump's new tariffs on Canadian goods and launches tariffs on U.S. products.
We will not back down from a fight. Not when our country and the well-being of everyone in it is at stake.
The stock market plunged again on the U.S. tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. This woman was at an anti-Trump protest at the Minnesota State Capitol.
Everything is twice as much. Coffee is up, eggs. They haven't gone down at all. They were going to be gone. They were going to go down the first day of election, and that didn't happen.
In Indianapolis, hundreds of protesters marched outside the Indiana State House today with their signs criticizing both President Trump and Elon Musk. Ukraine's president turned to social media a day after the Trump administration announced it was pausing military support to Ukraine in its war with Russia. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb is in Kyiv.
President Zelensky himself, who in posts on X said, and I'm quoting here, it was time to make things right after President Trump had accused him of not being ready to come to the